I'm kind of obligated to you for something you did in the war with Tommy, you know. You hit me when I was wounded or shot or something like that.
I shot him.
Huh?
Well, I was going to ask you, when you had a dug well, did the trees ever bother you?
Or what?
When you had a dug well, did the trees ever bother you?
Trees.
The roots never...
Sometimes a tree out there, and say you're digging out there close to that hickory there, there'd be a long root maybe coming right out in that well, and you'd have to chop it off. But it won't go back out in the well. Hardly if anything ever comes up out in that deep in the well. They should cut it off.
Well, they sure raised cane with the sewers in the city. Those old roots go out.
Where your septic tanks out and go down through that, they stop it up. Yeah, you take these vines like mother's got out there on the fence, you know. They go in such water, like they get in that lead line, you know, and they choke it.
You have a septic tank here? Do you have any trouble?
We never.
Not too much.
I never had no trouble here.
Let's see, and you said your parents were your mother and your...
Daddy.
You ever call him father? But usually daddy, huh?
Daddy. Mighty good man. He, you know, is good to us. Bounce Ben, he raised us little naked rascals, you know, who done the cooking and everything. There's four boys and one girl. Lived that way about 8 years before he was here.
For someone who makes up his mind and then refuses to change it, you said it was what?
My mind's slow now.
Mine too.
Let's see, he refuses to do anything.
Yeah, he won't change his mind.
He won't change his mind.
Because my mind is made up.
I'd just call him purely stubborn.
Yeah.
Would that be a good word? You know, that's a fool.
Yeah, that's right, it is.
He never changes his mind, you know. You know, you're smart, you know. And you can see that you're wrong about anything, and you can change it, see it different. After you study it over, you can see it different. You can change your mind. But if he's a fool, a crazy man, or stubborn, he won't admit to the truth, don't you see?
Yeah.
He's just old stubborn, ain't he?
I think I have that trouble sometimes.
No, I don't think you do.
If I had the runny eyes and the sniffly nose and stuff that I've had, what would you say I'd done?
Let's see. Two eyes and...
My eyes were...
Not bad. Two eyes.
My eyes were sort of runny and my head was stuffed up and I blew my nose and maybe had a little cough.
I'd say you'd taken cold.
I'd say you'd taken cold. Something like that.
And if my
voice was like this?
Horse.
Horse? Is that what you'd say? What?
I'd say your throat was sore.
And
I said he'd say it was hoarse.
Horse.
Couldn't
talk in
him.
Monica's ears get
stopped
up.
Isn't that miserable?
It gets swelled up. They swell together, you see, don't they?
Yeah. That's sure hard when I'm trying to teach and can't talk. Students love it. Well, we were talking about this man who, this morning, the fellow who would come in from the field with his shirt all wet.
Yeah.
What did you say he'd done?
He's sweaty.
What had he done?
He's been working, he's sweaty.